15. Jax strikes back. I take a quick step back.
Jealous?
Jax pouts.
You're right, I was jealous. He had everything. Wealth, health, extreme good looks, and he was even nice. All the girls wanted to marry him. They used to line up on the streets to meet him. Did anyone line up on the streets to meet me? No, never. And I have magical powers. Did anyone care? No one cared. They all liked him for his looks. Blah.
I had to do something about it. I hug myself and glare at Jax. You did do something about it. You cursed him. He cackles.
Yes! And he was only supposed to turn back when a woman agreed to marry him, despite his beastly looks.
She did, I call out. Beauty agreed to marry him, and she didn't know about the curse, I swear.
I know. Jack sighs. That's why he changed back. I couldn't stop it.
He flips over and hangs from the branch by his knees.
But, she didn't agree to marry him because she loved him for who he was, now did she?
I clear my throat. Well, not exactly.
Tsk, tsk, tsk,
he says. He wags his finger at me. She doesn't love him. She agreed to marry him because you told her it was a good deed. And Beauty is quite the do-gooder, isn't she? Orphans, soup kitchens, grumpy great-grandmas. You took advantage of her, didn't you? You preyed on her weakness and found a loophole in my curse.
My shoulders tense. I guess. Maybe. But I had to. And what difference does it make? They were going to fall in love anyway.
Maybe. Maybe not. But I'll tell you what, your shenanigans annoy me. A lot. I think you deserve to be punished. Do you think you deserve to be punished?
A wave of dread washes over me.
No! I cry. Don't punish me! But even as I say the words, a deep-down part of me does think I deserve to be punished. Not for tricking Beauty into agreeing to marry Mr. Beast, but for ruining Penny's painting.
Jax lets his yo-yo swing from side to side.
Too bad, he says gleefully. You're getting punished. He clears his throat and chants, with magic from north, south, west, and east, I shall turn you into a beast.
I gasp, a beast? Wait,
no! I shout, don't turn me into a beast! But it's too late. I feel tingles all over my body, from my toes to my head to my fingers, and then I feel like I'm stretching and growing.
Growing hair?
I'm growing hair on my hands. I don't want to grow hair on my hands. My hands are covered in hair. My arms are covered in hair. My legs are covered in hair. I am still wearing my clothes, but every part of my skin is covered in fur. I am furry. I hear a loud howling.
Is that me?
With relief, I realize that it isn't. It's Prince. He's looking at me and howling, which is also pretty alarming. Jax is laughing hysterically.
You took away my last beast, so now you're a beast.
But I don't want to be a beast,
I say, and I realize it's hard to talk around my fangs.
Fangs! Ugh!
Jax laughs again.
Tough luck!
I'm panicking, and my heart is racing under my furry chest.
But I have to go back to Smithville tonight. I can't go back to Smithville as a beast.
Too bad!
Jax cackles.
But there are no beasts in Smithville!
He hangs upside down so his purple hair flops over.
There will be now!
I want to cry. I thought I had figured everything out, but now everything is a mess. I am covered in fur. I have to turn back into me.
Wait!
I shout at Jax.
There has to be a way out. There's always an out, right? Mr. Beast had to get someone to marry him. What do I have to do? And it can't be getting someone to marry me because I'm only 10.
Jack snorts. You want an out? Okay, how's this? Stop Beauty from marrying Mr. Beast. They don't really love each other anyway. If they break their engagement, he'll turn back into a beast. Forever. But you'll be free. Good luck!
He pulls himself up by the branch and disappears right into the tree. Prince looks up at me. I look down at him. He barks. Then he whimpers. Then he starts to howl again. This time, I start to howl too.